know, your lifestyle really is one that most of us would give our right arm to have. How do you get away with this?
Well, I go to the office in the morning and I get a bath. How do I get away with it? It's always been what I've wanted to do.
Known for his unique tropical take on rock and roll, he took the world by storm in the 1970s and took his iconic fandom to island escapism. Embodying the carefree lifestyle he wrote music about for over five decades. Rising to stardom from a frozen drink and making millions from singing about cheeseburgers in paradise, James William Buffett, or more commonly known as Jimmy Buffett, drew in legions of fans from all over the world known as Parrotheads. From his rough musical beginnings in New Orleans and Key West to living in an island dream as a celebrity, Buffett built a multi-billion dollar empire off of selling a pirate sailor lifestyle through his music, writing, and franchise. I'm Elena, and welcome to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. And on this special artist spotlight, we will dive into the crazy life of the musical legend, Jimmy Buffett.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jimmy Buffett!
Through his 76 years of life, Buffett paved the way for his own genre of music, pulling inspirations from reggae, country, jazz, and rock and roll. But unlike many music moguls, Buffett began his journey on a rugged road of failed career startups. In an interview with Jimmy Fallon in 2023, Buffett talks about the start of his musical career on Bourbon Street as a folk singer, pulling specific inspiration from New Orleans' legendary jazz roots. But his journey is not an ordinary one. While singing and performing in the area, he worked at a place called the Bayou Room for what he called a lower-level pair of mafia brothers. Earning just $150 a week and half-priced on drinks, Buffett owed the brothers money within the first week of working there. And while this might come to no surprise to a Parrothead, Buffett would continue this lifestyle to propel him into the spotlight. Although he moved to Key West, Florida not long after, Buffett credits his upbringings to New Orleans.
I worked in a little place called the Bayou Room for a kind of a lower level mafia pair of brothers. And so I was just so happy to be there, and I made $150 a week and half price on drinks. And the first week I owed them money.
That's legendary. Come on, that is legendary.
I got into it. Listen, as an ex-Catholic altar boy, I went hard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, like.
But thanks. I did start there, and you know that was really my musical roots came in New Orleans, I've stayed connected to that.
After Jimmy Buffett moved to Key West, he continued to work, write, and play music. As an experienced sailor, he enjoyed his lackadaisical lifestyle on the water and got quite comfortable as a low-profile local. But as the ocean tide comes and goes, so did Buffett's way of life. In 1982, Entertainment Tonight sat down with a young Jimmy Buffett for some insight on how he came to be a star.
Started out actually, living in Key West at first. And it was, I was working in a little cocktail lounge, doing happy hour and sailing my boat. And my career was down the tubes. And I'd never been happier when nothing was happening career-wise for me. And then just about the time I was settling into my casual lifestyle in Key West, I did that first album and it took off.
That's right, Jimmy Buffett was thrown into fame after the release of his first album, Changes in Latitude, which released in January of 1977. This album featured his breakthrough song, Margaritaville. And still to this day, Changes in Latitude remains his most popular album. And Margaritaville remains his most popular song. Not only was it his only hit to make the Hot 100 list, it built him an empire. Searching for my lost singer song. Buffett would go on to travel the world and continue to play his iconic Margaritaville hit for over 50 years, spreading his unique and carefree vibes from his music to fans all around the globe. But Buffett didn't stop there. He turned Margaritaville into his personal brand and company. He launched his first successful Margaritaville retail store in 1985, located in none other than Key West, Florida. From there, Buffett spread his franchise from retail to restaurants, hotels, bars, and even a cruise line. All in all, the monetary value of Buffett's franchise is still up for debate. However, it is safe to say that his launch of Margaritaville, both the song and franchise, had a huge part in his billionaire status. I'm Elena, and here on WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal, we are covering all things Jimmy Buffett. From his startup in the South to his nationwide franchise, Buffett experienced smashing musical and business successes. However, he faced an ongoing struggle of trying to identify his style with a genre. The music industry equally struggled, trying for decades to put him in a category. In 1985, Buffett sat down with Wolfgang's documentary, poking fun at the inability to put his musical creativeness in a box.
I think at one point I always wanted to be a writer before I ever thought about being a musician. So I try to put a lot of literary pieces into it and a lot of humor. And it's sort of yarn spinning more than anything else. And for years they've been trying to categorize me, but it's just, I sort of like that because it doesn't fit in one category.
Nonetheless, Buffett continued to rake in the sun, fun, and crowds of all people. Buffett was arguably most widely known for the party atmosphere that his concerts brought than his actual music. In 2005, Steve Croth with 60 Minutes dove into the phenomenon that was Buffett's crowd success, in spite of him never having a number one hit single until after his passing, or winning a major music award. Buffett continued to sell out tour venues of tens of thousands of fans. Or should I say parrot heads.
We play to more people now than I ever did when I had the last hit record, which was probably in the late 1970s.
And like the legend that he was, Buffett continued to tour, write music, perform, and make public appearances into the later years of his life. He battled undisclosed health problems and struggled for many years. But most wouldn't know it. Although it was no surprise that Buffett was getting older, he maintained his fun, beachy persona to the public to the best of his ability. In 2023, just months before Buffett's passing, he took to social media to explain the cancellations on his upcoming South Carolina concert and his rising health concerns. Buffett wrote, "I had to stop in Boston for a checkup, but wound up back in the hospital to address some issues that needed immediate attention. Growing old is not for sissies, I promise you." He finished his statement by saying, "Thank you for your prayers and thoughts, your amazing years of loyalty, and just remember, not yet. Love to all, Jimmy Buffett." Buffett's last live performance was May 6, 2023, at San Diego's Snapdragon Stadium. Unfortunately, Buffett would pass just a few months later, on September 1st of 2023, at the age of 76. His four-year-long battle with Merkel cell carcinoma, a rare and aggressive form of skin cancer, took Buffett in his Sag Harbor home in Long Island, New York, leaving behind nothing short of a legacy and an empire. Living a life full of sailing, partying, and performing, Jimmy Buffett truly is a one-of-a-kind artist. With his ties starting in New Orleans and Key West, his ability to spread positivity, happiness, and beachy vibes through his unique songwriting made Buffett a household name. With a recording career of over half a decade, Jimmy Buffett truly lived every day like a song. So grab a glass and something cold to drink to end this WGLZ Artist Spotlight. And like Jimmy Buffett once said,
"It's 5 o'clock somewhere."